Jack Aranda FM. Jack of News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
And it's 18 degrees in Johannesburg at the moment, Pretoria 20, Mahikeng, and Rustenburg 21 degrees. At least three people have been killed in a car crash on the R35 between Bethel and Middelburg last night. The collision between a truck and a car left five people injured. Here's Mpumalanga Transport Department spokesperson Moyeti Musi.
Three people died instantly at the scene. They include a toddler and two males. The occupants are believed to be Ethiopian foreign nationals. Three more people sustained serious injuries, while two more escaped with minor injuries, such that so far we have lost over 15 lives in various crashes.
And as the Easter weekend is settling in, the Director General of the South African Shelter Movement, Fatima Mahmoud, reminds South Africans that not everyone is in a safe space today.
We often see a spike in domestic violence cases around public holidays due to increased time spent in volatile environments combined with substance abuse and financial stress. Our shelters across the country are already stressed, but we remain open, ready, and committed to offering safety, support, and protection to those in need.
More information on that, visit jackrandfm.com, click on news. Meanwhile, police in Limpopo is warning members of the public against taking the law into their own hands. It follows the death of three people at the hands of mobs in three different areas in the province the past week, Tifshiko reports.
In the first incident on Wednesday night outside the University of Limpopo, a man in his 20s was found dead with multiple severe injuries after being attacked by a mob. On Thursday afternoon, a 24-year-old man was beaten to death in Moremadi Park after being accused of stealing empty beer bottles. Two suspects have since been arrested. And in Thabazimbi, police were called to a crime scene in Apes during informal settlement where a man was stabbed to death. The suspect was hunted down by the community members who assaulted him, and he later succumbed to his injuries. Cliff Shiko, Jacaranda FM News.
Then on to some other news. Mamelodi Sundowns hosts the defending championships Al Ahly in the CAF Champions League semi-final. The first leg is held at Loftus Versfeld today, kickoff 3 p.m. Various roads will be closed around the stadium until 7 o'clock tonight, your spokesperson for the Tswane Metro Police, Isaac Mahamba.
Park and Faraden Street, Faraden and Acadia Street, Walton Jameson and Bond Street, and Mappy and Majors Street.
Those are the roads that are going to be closed, so if you need to take alternative routes, here are some suggestions.
Francis Bart Street, Pretoria Street, Janshova Street, and Leeds Street.
Moving abroad, the United States and Iran are resuming high-stakes talks on Tehran's nuclear program today, follows a week after an initial round of discussions where both sides described it as constructive. Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi and U.S. Middle East Envoy Steve Witkoff will hold the Oman mediator talks in Rome today. And finally, I said it before, but I'm going to say it again. Step by mechanical step, dozens of humanoid robots took to the streets of Beijing earlier today. It was the first time that humans and robots ran a half marathon at the same time. That is 21 kilometers. So we loaded images of these robots on jackrandfm.com if you want to see. Some look like people, others not so much. Some of them even seemed a bit lost. And I love this bedding under my voice. Thank you so much. I feel so Olympian right now.
Hey, I am to please. Yeah.
I loved it. I loved it. That is how you end a bulletin on such a high note.
Luister, wat is volgende nou? Gaan hulle begin javelin doen, gewigstoot? What? Where are we going?
Heel moendlik. En ek het gesien met die cricket ook. Haar pa so robot hondjie op die veld. En dans saam met die cheerleaders.
Wow.
Ons leef nou in daai tyd. Dit is waar ons nou is.
Man.
Robote en mense saam.
Who would have thought? Okay. In last.